Hello.
Hello, good morning. This is Michael calling with Opinion Research, sir. How are you today?
Doing good.
Great. I'm conducting an important public opinion poll, sir, about different public issues facing Hector County, and I would like to include your opinion. By any chance, are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes.
Okay. And let me ask you, generally, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
I've lived in Hector County for 5 years. My property still has no water on the west side. I feel that they forget about part of the county. I'm talking about small parts, so I'm in the Odessa area, so it's more of Odessa, Hector County, because I'm not in the county, not in the city.
Gotcha.
So I believe they need to make sure that, you know, we're growing out here on the west side, but there's when I moved here, I was only like 5 people on my block. Now I've got about 80 people in my area, just my room.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
So it's growing, but they're not keeping up.
So would you consider that as a wrong track, I can say, or right track?
It's not on the right track. Not on the right track.
Okay, gotcha. And
I'm thinking it's because they're doing road work. So I'm happy about that, but that's state work. But it's still,
uh-huh.
They still need to take care of the residents.
Sure, and I'll take notes about that, sir. And also, let me ask you, what is the most important issue facing that area of Hector County?
Well, since we're not city, and I don't want to be a city, we moved out here for a reason, to stay out of the city life, but I don't care about taxes or nothing like that, but I feel that people live, they don't care about their property, they don't care how their property looks, their housing, they need to restrict some stuff, you know, got 10 cars in your yard, only one works. You got to restrict it in this area. I mean, we're not a junkyard. You know, this is what it's looking like is, you know, they're moving out here because, oh, we can do whatever we want out here. Well, yeah, you can do what you want, but still keep your property up. You know,
uh-huh.
You still have, make the town and city and all that look good still.
Got it. Thank you, sir. And also, tell me, in your, in a rate of taking economic conditions, how would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Like excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Like how businesses are and all that?
Yeah, general. Life,
out of everything that I lived out in the hill country in New Braunfels, all that, I still believe Hector County is still up there. I'm going to say a 9 to a high of 10, almost a 10, because the economy, people have money because we're in the oil field.
Mm-hmm.
We're still booming. Now, people around us aren't, but we are. So we all still live comfortable.
Gotcha.
Now, there was no oil, no oil field work.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, it'd be like a 3 for everybody probably around here, because you know 95% of us work in the oil field.
Mm-hmm. Got it. So if we rate it between 9 and 10, would you consider that as excellent, or you still put that as good?
I'm going to say our economy is excellent. You know, we bounced back from COVID really easy, even though we weren't really locked down as much as everybody else, but we still popped right back up.
In other areas, right?
Not in other areas. I mean, I've been around the country a bunch. But Hector and Midland counties actually still look like nothing ever happened here. Like, we still stayed up. Now, people lost their businesses and all that, because I've got a couple people I know that lost their businesses during COVID. But as soon as that everything was lifted, it was good.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
I'm a business owner. I've got 3 friends that are business owners. And we're, you know, I have a small business. But I feel that it's still prosper over here. More than some counties.
Good. Nice opinion, sir. And thank you for that. Now, let me ask you something. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
I'm gonna stay the same. I would stay the same because don't know how the economy is gonna get any better than where we are right now. Now, growth wise, you're gonna grow. You know, I live in Odessa, so I've seen it grow the 5 years I've been here, so it's growing.
Good. That's good.
So it's, you still got, you know, it won't be as, you know, we're all making money, we're all able to live comfortable. Now, we're all going to still be able to live comfortable in 5 years from now, but we're going to have more people in this area, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Gotcha. That's good to know. And also, let me ask you, how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in that area? Would you consider very concerned, someone concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm not too concerned for myself. Other people, I feel that it's hard for some people, and it's because, and you know, you look at the border, we get a lot more cheaper labor back down here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's starting to hurt some. I know that because I hire people.
Yeah.
To have residency cards, and you know, a job that we offer $20 an hour, they're saying, oh, you know, give it to me, I'll take $12 an hour, and we don't do that, but that's how it's coming nowadays. You know, that's hurting other people that have the experience.
Mm-hmm. So it would be not too concerned for you, but probably for other people, very.
Yes, yeah, for other people, yes, sir.
Okay, got it. And I'm going to read a least quality and life in a community. Please tell me, how would you rate each in Hector County? You can rate them between excellent, good, fair, or poor. So one of the main things is the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature. How would you rate that, sir, as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Parks, there's very few. There's, I'm going to say fair. With the park.
Okay.
I only know of one really good park that is good for the kids. So I'm going to stay fair.
Good. And what about effective leadership from elected officials?
I've never seen none, so I've not seen no leadership around here.
So would that be poor or fair?
I'm going to just say fair because I never had a chance to meet nobody. So, like I said, I live on the west side, so I don't see nobody out here trying to do better for the county, ever.
Got it. And what about, sir, having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
Zero nightlife. So that's like nothing. The Exeter County, and I say it all the time, there is nothing here for families to do.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hey, let's go. You know, we got the mall. That's it.
All right. And what about, sir, welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture? How would you rate that?
I'm going to say excellent.
Okay. What about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
I'm going to say fair because, like I said, there's not much.
Uh-huh. Good. And what about being able to get from place to place with little traffic? How would you rate that?
Traffic area, if it's little traffic, it's excellent.
Okay. Good. That's good to know. And what about public safety and low crime?
Nah, that's not good. I'm going to say fair.
Okay. What about the availability of affordable housing?
Very poor.
Okay. You are in the business, so you better know, right?
Yeah, it's very poor.
And what about the availability of quality health care?
Health care is probably going to be good.
Okay. What about natural beauty and physical setting?
About West Odessa. I look at West Odessa, very poor. Yeah, our town's not beautiful at all.
All right, would you say that poor?
I'm going to say it's fair.
Okay. And what about the quality of the public schools?
The what?
The quality of the public schools.
I don't have kids that go to school, but I have friends. I'm going to say it's good.
Okay. And what about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
I've not seen none, so I'm going to just say fair, because I haven't seen no job growth only comes when the oil field's booming. So it's going to be, I'm going to just say good.
Good. Okay. And what about public transportation, sir?
I've never seen no public transportation. So I'm going to say fair, because I've not seen none.
All right. And what about offering job opportunities in your field?
Oh, my field's excellent, because I probably hire about 40 people a week.
Ooh, that's good. That so seems yeah. It's excellent, right?
Yeah, so we can keep about 145 to 200 people on the job.
Okay. Got it. Now, please rate Hector County, sir, as a place to live for the following types of people. Once again, we're going to rate them between excellent, good, fair, and poor. Can you please tell me how would you rate families with children as a place to live in Hector County?
I'm going to say fair.
Okay. What about recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Good.
Okay. What about young and single people?
Excellent, because there's a lot of work that if you know what you're doing, you got a job here.
Good. What about racial and ethnic minorities?
Good. Oh, I'm sorry, excellent.
Oh, excellent? Okay.
Yeah, because I don't speak Spanish, but I use translator. I hire Cubans, I hire Mexicans, I hire Hondurans, so I'm going to say excellent.
Okay, so there are open doors for that people, right?
Yes, sir.
Good. What about people living below the poverty line, sir?
I'm going to say that's poor. There's a lot of people still living on a very limited budget.
Got it. And what about entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
I'm going to say fair.
Okay. What about immigrants from other countries?
Getting jobs, good. Excellent. I'm going to say excellent.
Good. What about, sir, people like you?
Man, I've been doing this stuff for 30-something years, so it's very hard for us. Because I'm going to say because they don't want us no more. I'm going to say between fair and good, I'm going to just say good.
Staying good, okay. And what about retired people?
It's going to be fair, because I don't know what retired people are going to do around here.
Oh, got it. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County as excellent, good, fair, and poor?
I'm going to say good.
Okay, good. And over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Okay. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Very familiar?
I'm not familiar at all.
Ah, not at all. Okay. And how confident are you, sir, in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in that area? Very confident, confident, not that confident?
I'm going to say I don't really know, because I have not been I don't go to the council meetings, so I'm not going to say excellent. I'm going to say it's in the middle.
Okay. Would that be not too confident or someone confident?
Somewhat.
Okay. And also, community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making a community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for the community development in that area, sir? Very familiar? Someone familiar? Not too familiar? Or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. And also, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for the community development in that area?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Also, sir, how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Like very likely, someone likely, not very likely, or not at all?
You talking about move out of or move in?
To move from.
Okay, so yeah, I'm gonna say very likely.
Okay. Very likely. Okay.
My daughter literally just moved last week.
Oh, gotcha. And in your own opinion, sir, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area?
Employment or high crime.
Okay. All right. And finally, just a few last questions about you and your household, sir, if you don't mind me to ask. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Graduated high school.
Graduated high school, okay. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Okay. May I ask you, sir, what is your age?
49.
Okay. And also, do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
Okay. And also, which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Like, white American, black African?
White. Hispanic? White.
Okay. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you, sir, if you don't mind, is your annual household income less than $25,000, between $25,000 up to $39,999, $40,000 up to
$74,999,
or $75,000? Oh, okay. And also, are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or?
Full-time.
Full-time. All right. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you, sir. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
No.
Okay. Sir, I really thank you for all the answers. This concludes our survey. And once again, the information given up to now is completely confidential, and it's just for purposes of our public opinion, okay? I just want to thank you for all the time given over the phone. And, of course, I wish you a wonderful weekend, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.